With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A U.S. government watchdog agency is faulting the Trump administration's handling of a COVID-19 relief effort that awarded energy companies breaks on payments for oil and gas extracted from public lands in western states in more than 500 cases. The Bureau of Land Management gave breaks on royalty payments from companies after the pandemic shut down much of the economy. The Trump administration also gave breaks to companies that extract oil in the Gulf of Mexico, but it has refused to release details. Most of the approvals were in Wyoming, with cases also approved in Utah, Colorado, and by a bureau office that covers South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana. New unemployment claims are rising again in South Dakota. About 400 people filed new claims last week. That's almost 140 more than the previous week. But it's still far lower than earlier in the pandemic. The weekly high was more than 8,000 in April. Since mid-March, about 65,000 South Dakotans have filed unemployment claims. Almost 5,000 are currently receiving benefits. The state and federal government both contribute to unemployment payments. The total paid to South Dakotans during the pandemic is $306 million. Millions of dollars are at stake in a legal dispute. It pits rival telecommunications cooperatives against each other. SDPB's Seth Tupper has more.
Venture Communications is located in Highmore. It serves parts of central and eastern South Dakota. That territory overlaps with a couple of competitors, James Valley Telecommunications in Groton, and James Valley's subsidiary, Northern Valley Communications. Venture competes with James Valley and Northern Valley for federal grants and loans. The federal money helps extend high-speed internet to customers who don't have it, and that's the source of the conflict. Venture Communications says James Valley and Northern Valley lied on a federal application. The companies allegedly said they provide sufficient high-speed internet in an area where they actually don't. According to Venture, that misrepresentation prevented Venture from receiving federal funds to extend high-speed internet into that same area. Venture says it lost out on $20 million over a decade. So that's the amount Venture is seeking in the lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges the actions by James Valley and Northern Valley were intentional, deliberate, and malicious. James Valley and Northern Valley deny the allegations. They asked a judge to dismiss the lawsuit. The judge is dismissing two of Venture's counts, but allowing two others to continue. An attorney for James Valley and Northern Valley provided SDPB with a written statement. It says the providers have, quote, little doubt that once the facts are fully known, the court will agree that Venture's remaining claims are equally meritless, end quote. Venture's attorneys did not respond to messages. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Inmates sued last month to close the Walworth County Jail in Selby. Now the county commissioners are closing it. They're transferring all the inmates within 30 days. Experts say the 111-year-old jail is outdated and unsafe. Attorney Jim Leach of Rapid City represents the seven inmates who sued the county.
We want the jail closed much sooner than 30 days because it's a fire hazard in multiple respects and they have no fire exits. But when the jail is closed, the lawsuit will be concluded.
The county commissioners tried to build the new jail 2 years ago, but voters rejected an $11 million bond issue. The South Dakota Board of Regents has determined the spring academic calendars for the state's universities will remain unchanged, despite a recent surge in coronavirus cases in the state. The regents have agreed to maintain a spring semester with 77 class days starting on January 11th and ending on May 7th. The Regents Executive Director Brian Maher says university and board officials initially thought about adjusting the semester in the wake of the pandemic, but that drew mixed reactions. Spring break is set for the week of March 8th through the 12th. Each university will observe official holidays on Martin Luther King Jr. Day and President's Day. No classes are planned to be held on Good Friday.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.